stories, ideas, music. 2SER 107.3.
Yes, we are coming up to the 8:30 news, but of course, before that, we do want to talk Dictionary of Sydney, and Dr. Lisa Murray is joining me fresh from her own book launch, something we'll talk about later on. Congratulations, by the way. It's fantastic.
Thank you very much, Nick.
And it means that we are talking about something very close to your heart. You want to talk about cemeteries.
I do. And I thought particularly we might just focus on a couple of early cemeteries. I think most people, when they think of cemeteries, they do think it's going to be a permanent address. They are going to be there forever. But in fact, Sydney, being the rampant development city that it is, even from the earliest period, moved their cemeteries.
Which actually shocks me to realise that. I know it's very naive, but I think I'm one of those. It's like once you're there, it's your boneyard, it's where you live.
Yep.
But no. A lot of movement.
A lot of movement. And so there are two of our earliest cemeteries, in fact, no longer exist. One is the Old Sydney Burial Ground, which is, I guess, how it got referred to after it was closed. Mm. But that was the Sydney's first official burial ground. And it was located on the site of what is now Sydney Town Hall.
Wow.
So it was in use from 1792 through to 1820 and was closed up. And then when the council was formed in the 1840s, they were like, well, not much is going on here. Why can't we have this land? And the government was like, no, we'll give you some land down in Bridge Street. You can build there.
Okay.
And the council was like, no. Nah. So they kind of hung around in pubs and other places until they kept lobbying the government and finally got the land in the 1860s to build Sydney Town Hall. And when that occurred, they actually had to exhume all the remains, which they took out to Rookwood Necropolis. But they kind of missed a few. So there's sort of archaeological archaeological remains still pop up from time to time around there. It's a really interesting site. So that was Sydney's sort of first official burial ground in Sydney Town itself. Parramatta has had a cemetery that was established in 1790. It still exists. So that's our earliest cemetery, which you should go visit. But the second one, so Old Sydney Burial Ground closes in 1820. So they open up a new one and they go, right, we're going to put it on the outskirts of the city. Guess where that was?
Where was that?
Where Central Station now is. So they just sort of moved it down George Street a bit further and we'll put them there. So interesting. And Devonshire Street Cemetery is interesting because they actually are they were a set of separate denominational burial grounds all clustered together. But anyway, so Central Station, they wanted to extend the railway. The railway used to go just to Redfern, and they wanted to extend it further into the city. And so, again, there's this old burial ground, Devonshire Street Cemeteries, which had been they'd all been closed up by the 1860s, replaced by Rookwood Necropolis. So the government went, we'll just, resume all of that. And so this time around, the government actually exhumed all the remains, and people could claim headstones and get the government to pay for their loved ones' remains to be removed to another cemetery all around Sydney. So there are Devonshire Street headstones dotted all around cemeteries all around Sydney and even on the Central Coast and so on as people moved them, and the rest went down to Botany. So, yeah, two of our earliest cemeteries no longer exist anymore.
Central Station.
Yeah, yeah. So when you're walking through Devonshire Street Tunnel, you're right in the heart of where the cemetery was.
Thank you, because I do that every morning on my way here at about 4:30 in the morning. So I didn't want to think about
ghosts.
That, but yeah, thanks very much. That is incredible to me, because I do love the way we don't comprehend how the size of the city was seen back then. The idea that, say, Surrey Hills was given to, was it Edwin John Surrey? Because it was so far away, it was only good for farming land?
Yeah, well, I mean, the concept of how cities change, I guess, is a really common phenomenon. People don't realise how quickly cemeteries expand. Oh, cities expand. I've got cemeteries on the brain. And And yeah, our perceptions of things changed, you know. I mean, all of Waterloo and Alexandria was all considered swampland and useless land, and wasn't valued at all. So it took a long time for that to be developed, for instance. So, you know, and now we'd prize that as wetlands, you know, if it was still there.
Amazing.
You know, yeah.
Absolutely amazing. Look, we do have to leave it there, unfortunately, but for people who want more cemetery stuff, you actually have a book out. Give us
I
a plug.
Do. So it's called Sydney Cemeteries, A Field Guide, and it tells you all about the history of 101 different cemeteries in Sydney.
And, of course, you can go to Dictionary of Sydney and find some of your writing there.
That's right.
We will have a much longer talk about your book on a breakfast show in the near future.
Great.
Thank you very much. Unfortunately, we will leave it there. We've got news headlines coming up in just about 30 seconds. I'm going to play, well, this for you right now. Sorry about that. Thank you.
You're listening to Breakfast on 2SER.
Oh, it's all very quick here this morning. It is 8:30. Daniel's got a last look at news headlines
in
for
and
you.
Out. Thanks, Nick. Here we go.